All right, well, that's what we'll do then. I'll set it up to work either way. And technically, it's kind of old habits die hard when we talk about databases. To a developer and accountant, or I forget what Mike's position used to be, but I definitely know what he's talking about. And because I work with actual SQLite databases and other, Access databases here at work. I know there is a difference between a database and a spreadsheet with a lot of data on it. It's sort of a discussion of semantics, whether or not, you can call it a database. But yeah, I think when you're trying to be specific, a database is something that is different than a spreadsheet with data on it. So I think that's what Mike was getting at, and I think he also wanted to make sure we were heading in the right direction, that when we are talking about databases, we're actually referring to databases, and not spreadsheets, because there is a difference there. And the main difference would be like how fast and how lightweight that becomes. An actual database doesn't have any formatting. It's just raw data. It's really lightweight. It's really quickly queryable. Whereas a spreadsheet, tends to have formatting. It tends to be a little heavier on the processing power. It's a little bit trickier to pull data from multiple different applications, especially if it's open or closed. Whereas a database is kind of it's a totally different file. It's queryable whether it's open or closed. It's really lightweight. So I think that's what Mike was alluding to when he argued the point about what a database is and isn't. Because I actually agree with him, and it's sort of one of those old habits die hard. Like we've growing up, you've always referred to a spreadsheet with data on it as your database, but it's technically, in today's definition, not a database. And so with us growing and reaching into different technologies, we should probably make sure that we're calling it the right name, because it does get confusing. But over to you, Kim.